traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
Pardon my American.
Global awakening to the new world order.
Pardon my American.
Artificial intelligence android.
Pardon my American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir.
Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Yo, yo, yo. What is up, everybody? What's going on, man?
Oh, you know, just doing the do. We are here for another episode.
Yeah, we just did one live. And if you guys weren't a part of that, then you don't know that Chris is not here today.
Yes, he is still not here.
Greg is manning the ship like the captain that he is.
Yeehaw!
Flawlessly, I might add. You did a very good job on the last one.
It was okay. It was not bad.
You want to clear that screen up, though, for me?
Yes.
Let me do it. So we had a good episode last one. We had a lot of fun topics. We talked about Bezos' dick rocket.
Yeah, the cock rocket. And
we talked about the protestings around the world.
Hasbro, whistleblower, all that jazz. Man.
So please go check that out. Make sure you check out PardonMyAmerican.com if you want shirts and merch.
Yes.
You can also check out our Teespring. We got some fun stuff on there, some new stuff to come. And hit the like, hit the share. Tell everybody about us. You know what I'm saying?
Do it.
Sharing is caring. The
yeah.
more, the merrier. And yeah. we also realized, too, that we said on the last episode that our YouTube channel has a strike on it. And that's going to be coming off here in the next, a couple weeks.
Ish.
And we're probably going to stick with that channel for now.
Yep.
So.
Well, this episode is going to be up on Rumble, right?
Rumble. But I'm just saying, we have a fair amount of YouTubers.
So oh, yeah.
Back and forth. But anyways.
Indeedy.
So we got some fun topics today. We're going to talk about good old Fauci.
Dude, the Fauci-Rand Paul Battle Royale.
It continues.
It continues, man.
Yeah, this is like match number 3. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So the full video here, and the full video is like 6 minutes or something.
Yeah.
I don't want to play that, but essentially you had Rand Paul just coming out describing the definition of gain of function.
Yeah.
And saying, hey, this is what gain of function research does. This is what it produces. And he's like, Dr. Fauci, do you want to, you're aware of what lying under the penalty or what the penalty is for lying under oath?
Yeah.
Do you want to change your statement that you made on May 11th or May, whatever?
Yeah. So before we play this, I mean, let's be honest. This has been kind of an ongoing thing with Rand Paul. Good on him. All right. Because.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, man, like I've always liked Rand Paul, but not necessarily as a presidential candidate by any means. But he's really like he's getting some checks. You know what I'm saying? He's getting some real positive feedback because he's going at Fauci hard, man.
He is.
And he's not a dumb human being. Let's be honest.
No, he's a dumb.
Rand Paul is a very smart man and he's hammering him. And since the first one or two times, people have been posting more and more about Fauci.
Yeah.
Showing what he has actually said about gain of function before. His ground, the ground that he stands on is kind of crumbling around him. And he's given him every opportunity to say, like, you understand what happens if you lie.
Yep.
Are you sure you don't want to fucking say what you got to say right now?
Sure you want to keep this going? Okay.
And he does.
Oh, I guess you do. All right. So
this is Town Hall.
Yes, we have a tweet from Town Hall here. So hold on a second here. Here is a 2-minute clip of the tense interaction between the two, okay? All righty.
Now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant
that was funded as a sub-award from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let
the
me
double
finish.
Finger point shaking.
Well, yes, stop it real quick. Stop it real quick. All the evidence. Can you go back a second? Do you see that fucking handshaking just happened there? This guy is nervous as all fuck, man. If this is an interrogation, the cops would say he's
created
guilty.
Created SARS-CoV-2. That's right. Where you are getting. Right. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
don't
wait
know
a minute.
It did I come from the lab, but all the shaking, evidence dude. Is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally
love it.
This committee will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because
shaking.
If you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It
no
is
molecularly those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is the gain of function research was going on in that lab and NIH funded it.
That is
you can't
not
get away from it. It meets your definition and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth.
Senator
you're the one.
Time is expired, but I will allow the
you're the one. I'm not doing it. You are.
Dude, he's backed against the wall, man.
Watch this.
Witness to
let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists, those viruses are molecularly impossible
no one's
to result
they are. No
in
one's
SARS-CoV-2.
Those viruses caused the pandemic.
Paul,
we're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal
not.
Viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses right. who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual. I totally resent
and it could
that.
Have been.
And if anybody
and it could
is lying
been.
Here, Senator, it is you.
Chugs the water like a boss. I think you're full of shit.
Yeah, I mean, they hate each other.
They do.
Rand Paul is backing him up in a corner, man. And you notice we've seen Fauci. How many times have we seen fucking Fauci on the fucking news, videos? This guy, remember, everybody's like, he's such a cute, innocent old man.
Yeah, he's just
he's so
guy.
Friendly. And look, his glasses are off. And he's just so like, and now you see the anger. And a lot of people will say, well, he's angry because Rand Paul's lying. And he, of course, he's going
to
be angry.
He has to defend himself.
Or he's about to be hung because he's fucking responsible for deaths of millions of fucking people.
Hanged. He's
hanged. Hung.
He's going to be hanged.
Hung low. No, well, he's going to be hanged. I'm sorry. Whatever. But you get my point. This guy is responsible. It appears to be responsible for a lot of people's.
Well, so here's another guy. This guy was questioning him on whether or not the S1, the spike protein that was on previous gain of function research, that it was the same one that matched the spike that's found on this coronavirus. And he totally evades questioning this. He just kind of skirts around it. All right, here we go.
About viral research that was done using NIH funding with the North Carolina lab, and Dr. Shi developed this S1 subunit spike that looks exactly like what we have on the current COVID-19 spike.
Yeah.
Is that not true?
No, I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to. Are you referring to the paper of Barrick and Shi in Nature Immunology? Is that what you're referring? I need to know specifically.
Yeah, so Dr. Barrick and Shi printed studies on this S1 unit that was basically the development of the key to the door that was specifically took the original SARS virus and made it so it would bond to the human lung cells.
No, there was no gain. If you're referring, Senator, to gain of function, by the definition,
okay, I mean, that's not my question.
Well,
but would you agree that the spike that was developed there is what's also on the current?
Yeah,
COVID-19
but that's irrelevant to anything until you have a context in which you're putting it. You're talking about an S1 and a spike in what context? If you're talking about a paper that was written by them,
but you agree or disagree that it's the same spike?
I'm not sure what you're talking about, Senator.
See,
dude, playing
really
dumb. You're supposed
sure
to be a smart man.
I don't know
sick.
What
I'm
you're
so
talking
sick
about.
Of this shit, dude.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
These fucking assholes get up here and they fucking skirt the issue. What's the point of having this shit?
Yeah.
You don't know. I have to have very specific.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm
not a scientist, but I'm not claiming to be. You know what I'm saying? This guy is supposedly a fucking doctor.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to have this information, and yet he's clueless on a spike protein.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not sure. Like, come on, man. Arrest this fucking guy already.
Yeah.
This dude has single-handedly done more damage than some of the most evil fucking people in this world. No joke. Literally. I mean, his word has dictated a lot of the law that we're all in.
Yeah.
Death. We don't even know. That's what I'm saying. We don't even know. We don't know how many people have actually died from this or if it's other shit. But, man, this guy needs to be locked up.
Or if this has even been isolated. We don't really know. I mean, we're taking it off of a sequence that was given to us by China.
Yeah.
So it's really just up in the air about what is the truth, man.
Oop, sorry. Got a little squeaky.
So we don't know exactly what's going on. Fauci's lying. He's pretending not to know about stuff.
Rand Paul's going to get him, though.
Well, Rand Paul pulled up the evidence and goes right here. It says, thank you to the NIH for funding this research. Right down at the bottom of the fucking paper, bro. So it's clear. It was funded during 2017, right before it was lifted.
Yeah. Because
I think they brought it back in 2018.
Okay, so. I just saved a video on Twitter,
okay.
In the bookmarks right here. It's like a minute and 6 seconds long.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay, so this just was posted by John Wick. I don't know who you are. Sorry. Well, I mean, it's Keanu, clearly.
Yeah, it's John Wick, bro.
Wait for the end. COVID slipped through. So the NIAID Advisory Council meeting, January 2018. You just brought this up, 2017. You said what? They brought it?
Yeah, so between 2014 and 2017, they banned gain of function research in the United States.
Yes.
That's why they shipped it over to China.
Yes. So let's see what he has to say real quick. It's only a minute 30, but at the end.
Anyway, so slipped. Let me just go on about NIH lifts funding pause on gain of function research. So let me explain.
Talking about
the
thing you just discussed.
Because whenever this comes out, there's always the pushing back and forth from the press. So like NIH now is going to do dangerous research. No, as a matter of fact, it's exactly the opposite. So a framework has been now established to guide funding decisions on proposed research that might be anticipated to create, transfer, or use enhanced potential pandemic pathogens. The program, everybody has to have a neat little name to it. This is called P3CO. So if you hear
that's
about
a new Star Wars figure.
It's potential pandemic preparedness, care, and oversight.
Jesus.
Now, why is this different from everything else we've been doing?
He does kind of say it.
It's
slips
different
through.
Because remember the trouble we used to get in when someone would do an experiment, they would submit it to a journal, and just as it's getting ready to go out, everybody would start scrambling around.
It's like
should
freezing.
We be publishing? It's should fun. It not? So we decided to go upstream from that and talk about decisions that are made by government funded. Remember, we have no control over things that are not funded by the government, but in government funded activities to guide the funding decision before you actually do the experiment. I don't think this is going to be foolproof. Things are going to slip through, but I think this is a much better approach than we've had before.
Things are going to slip through.
Things will slip.
This isn't through. Going to be foolproof, but we have to make sure the funding's there before we do anything. How much fucking evidence do you have to have against this guy?
Yeah.
I just saw that 5 minutes ago. I briefly watched it, but it's just video after video. This guy comes out because he can't shut his mouth. And he goes against everything that he said 5 years ago. Mask 1 minute, no mask the next minute, mask again, double mask, triple mask. No, we don't need masks. Kids don't need masks, but now they need masks. Like, this guy is a fucking idiot. And if you follow him, you're nuts.
The one that gets me is the one in 2017 where he goes, there is no doubt in my mind that the incoming administration will be faced with a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he literally just said, the pandemic's coming, bro. So.
And if you're running a research lab, right, if you're funding a lab that has dangerous fucking viruses,
Yes. How
can you possibly say it's not foolproof? Things will slip through. That is not even, that's like saying I got a nuclear plant, but you know, one of them may go off, you know, it fucking happens. No, you're over precautious. You're over safe. You have all the safeguards in place. so that it doesn't fucking happen. Because unlike a bomb that goes off one time and kills people, you got a virus that spreads around. You're just going to happen to, it could come out.
It could.
And if it does, you know, it's a virus. So it's just going to circulate through everybody.
Yeah.
How is there not more protections on this kind of shit? If you are going to do funding, there's arguments why it's a good thing. I don't personally think it's a great thing, but how can you say that it's not foolproof? Then don't do it.
Exactly.
Don't create something that is not foolproof.
Yep. Yeah. And they sent the funding to the Wuhan lab, which has issues. It's had a history of having issues, right?
To say, if you work in the lab, you have to live in the lab. It's like the military, bro. You have to do 6 month intervals where you stay in the lab. You work in the lab. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're on duty. And then when your term's up, you go through quarantine for 2 fucking weeks. You're clear. You can go and your term is done.
Yeah.
You know, when you go like on fishing boats, you make a lot of money, right? You go up crabbing or something. You make a ton of money. You're out there for weeks and then you come back and you paid for your whole fucking year off a couple months or whatever that you're working.
There you go.
That's what the lab has to be. If you're going to have these infectious, crazy diseases, you have to live in the fucking lab.
And if you contract it, you risk death.
No, if you contract it, guess what? You contract it, you get quarantined. They can experiment and take your blood at the fucking facility and see what it is, see what's happening. And they should know exactly what it is because they're fucking doing it. Keep it locked up. Yeah. Why is this not underground, concealed? You do terms.
Yeah, it's like
you get paid great money.
Project Umbrella, Resident Evil shit, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're just like, you go and work an infectious thing and you go to the fish market across the street afterwards. Not literally, because that's not how it works. But I'm just saying you leave. You're just like, okay, I'm done. I feel fine. And you walk out and you cough on everybody.
Oh. There it goes.
I'm just saying, like, there should be no holes. If you're going to create dangerous viruses,
yep,
there should be no fucking holes. Well,
and thank God it wasn't as deadly as they wanted it to be.
It could have been.
Well, so here's the thing. Like, the vaccine, though. So we went over the VAERS data, right, last episode. One of the last episodes. There's now a whistleblower coming out saying that there's not just one VAERS system, but there's like 11 different inputs to this reporting system. One of those inputs has up to 45,000 people who have died after receiving the shot. Now, this is all from a whistleblower. This is from an attorney.
So don't take it as gospel.
Exactly. We haven't seen any evidence of what this is. It's just being thrown out there as this is something that, you know, everybody's talking about. But I haven't seen, other than the lawyer himself talking about the lawsuit and seeing like the lawsuit verbatim, I haven't seen much evidence other than that.
So that's the thing I want to say, because we talked about a whistleblower with Hasbro in the last episode.
Yeah.
And I kind of have this feeling before we jump in is that whistleblowing is becoming the new trend, like the new Me Too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like it can get to the point where, just like the Hasbro guy, he said a lot of things. He made a lot of claims, but never showed any evidence of anything. And so we got to be just as careful with whistleblowers, like respect that they're coming out. I appreciate that they are coming out.
Yeah.
But you got to have something. You know what I'm saying? A true whistleblower's got that info.
Well, yeah. So remember when Ivory Hecker came out?
Yeah, I don't remember which case. I mean,
she was the one who was reporting, I believe, CBS or Fox. No, it's Fox 26. And they basically said, don't talk about hydroxychloroquine. She had all those secret recordings and all that stuff.
Yes, yes.
So, and then you had this other April somebody come out as a whistleblower, and they were like, we have someone secret here. Project Veritas was like, we have someone for you to meet, and it's Ivory Hecker.
Yeah, it was super cheesy.
It's like, okay, are they now celebrities? Are whistleblowers supposed to be celebrities? And I get it that, like, you gave up everything to do this.
Did you?
You gave up your job. You gave up reputation.
Did you? Because that's what I'm saying.
That's true.
We came into a country, we're in a country right now that's very heavily divided.
Yeah.
So if you're a pro athlete and you stand up for the national anthem, you are now a martyr to the right. Despised by the left, martyr to the right, right? And same with Kaepernick. He takes a knee, martyr to the left, despised by the right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think Ivory Hecker got a job at InfoWars.
I'm pretty sure a lot of them have. That's what I'm trying to say, though, is that I'm not bashing her because she has some really great info. This is not a bash. I'm saying you're working a fucking shit gig where you're driving around for a news company doing, you've seen Anchorman. Ma'am, you got to go. The fucking squirrel that the water skiing squirrel. You need to go do that story.
Yes.
And they're like, what? That's what some of these reporters do. They do dumb stories.
Yeah. No, she was obviously reporting the truth, and she wanted to do that for her job.
Yes, and I respect that. What I'm trying to say is working for Fox 26 probably was not the fucking greatest gig in the world.
No, yeah.
And so leaving that and being able to be all over the fucking news, working for, you know, whatever company she's at now, if she is with Project Veritas,
I don't know if she is with InfoWars.
Who knows? But my point is she gained a lot from coming out, too. We can't deny that.
It's true.
But she, in a different situation, actually had legit recordings. I will give her 100% credit. But there's a lot of people coming out and they just like, yeah, this is happening at my work and it's not good. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, where's that proof? I want to see the fucking CEO of that company or the boss saying something that I'm like, what? That's what I want to see from a whistleblower.
Yeah. And so with this, the 45,000 people who've died, supposedly. We'll just have to keep an eye on it. But
saying they died from taking the shot.
Yeah. So they're saying that the VAERS reporting system is not including this 45,000 that is an input from somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so unclear to me. I'm just like, okay, well, so we all thought there was just one VAERS reporting system.
Yeah.
You go online. Yeah. It's just one direct pathway. Here's my complaint. Gets recorded. But apparently there's 11 inputs, and I don't know what that means. I don't know if there are 11 separate VAERS systems that get pooled. I don't even know if they get pooled.
See, we're never going to know this stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you can kind of hear input from other people, but the truth is you're never going to know how many people died. You're never going to fucking know.
Oops.
Ever again. Fucking camera thing. Yeah. No way, because they break it down so much and it's categorized, subcategorized, it's not even reported. Right? How many deaths are just not even reported?
Yeah. And see, I mean, you're getting it. I mean, I don't want to like throw out like, yeah, this website's a piece of shit, but yeah, Gateway Pundit reported. Oh, yeah. So did you hear about this? 60% of people being admitted to hospitals have been fully vaccinated, but they first came out and said this in England. Then they, show it here. Then I think they retracted this. He was forced to come out saying like, oh, I meant to say they were unvaccinated. It's like, really, bro? That's fucking fishy. That is very fishy. Fishy. 60% of people being admitted to hospital with COVID-19 in England are fully vaccinated, Sky News reported. This has been updated, though, so let's see what the update says. Update. Now, Sir Patrick Vallance is claiming he misspoke during Monday's presser. Quote, correcting a statistic I gave at a press conference today, July 19th, about 60% of hospitalizations from COVID are not from double vaccinated people. Rather, 60% of hospitalizations from COVID are currently from unvaccinated people. Well, isn't that fucking coincidental? Not sure how he misspoke after he went into a 2-minute detailed diatribe about explaining why 60% of people being admitted to the hospital has been fully vaccinated.
He fucked up. Fucked up, bro.
Uh-oh.
He kind of spoke when he wasn't supposed to.
Spoke the truth.
But let's say he was accurate. 60% are not vaccinated.
Yeah.
Why is it not 100% or 90%?
Exactly.
60%, like, let's be real, like in voting, presidential, like 55, 40, you know, like whatever the situation is,
doesn't matter.
That's pretty close.
But when it comes to vaccines, it's not a fucking vaccine at that point. Don't call it that. It's not preventing. But I'm
saying if 60% of people are unvaccinated and going to the hospital, the 40% other
are
fully vaccinated or at least have a dose of vaccination,
mm-hmm.
which tells you 40%.
Yeah, it's damn near 50-50 no matter what. So either way you flip that coin, it ain't good, bro. So I think he was told to come out and say, hey, you better go out there and fix that.
But there was a tweet that I didn't save it, but I was telling you about it before. There was a tweet that somebody had mentioned, and I never really thought about it. How do they know the variants? You know what I'm saying? Like I'm sure they test in a lab like the Delta variant, and they have these other variants. But when they come out and say that all new cases are the Delta variant in the United States or the 80% of all new cases are Delta variant. How the fuck do you know that?
Well, how do you measure a variant? Like, where does it look different on the spike protein?
But But I'm saying when I got COVID and I went to Kaiser and I got a fucking, you know, I got the swab, which actually didn't go all the way back like they used to do.
Okay.
I got the swab. This is back in December.
Mm-hmm.
I got the test and it says you're positive with COVID.
Oh, no.
It didn't say what variant of COVID I had. Did they even test a variant or were they just testing? Because remember the process. They have to fucking.
I told you, you should have requested all that data, dude.
Okay. Well, I didn't. But the point is they test to see if you have COVID. And you have to go, like, you know how they break it down until they finally find some COVID?
Yeah, PCR test.
PCR test. Do they, is that test identify variants? And if it does, does it say, oh, well, that has X amount of this, so that makes it a Delta variant? So my point is that all these new, I think there was a report on Twitter that just came out that said New Orleans or someone has, like, the highest COVID cases today than any time in the past 6 months.
Mm.
Highest one day COVID, whatever it was. I can't remember what state. But the point is when you go get that COVID test, how do they identify that that's a Delta variant or the original version or the.
God. So here, I just found this little Travelers United. Some PCR COVID test effectiveness is compromised. The gold standard PCR COVID test effectiveness may be foiled by the UK variant. Oh boy, they're getting racist here. They're calling it UK variant. New troubling reports are emerging about at least one of the most effective molecular blah, 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 blah. Timing is critical. The first 5 days. So in the first 5 days after infection, PCR testing can't accurately test travelers. Now, why is that? It's something to do with.
Oh, I like that line right there. PCR testing of people infected with the UK variant may have more false negatives than usual. Okay. I don't know what all that means. I'm not going to even act like I do. However, I will say this. Does anybody know what's going on?
I don't know.
I don't think so, bro. I think these quote unquote top scientists of the world have no fucking clue what's happening right now.
Here, let's listen to this. This is, do PCR tests detect COVID variants? Do vaccines prevent severe illness caused by? This is local for Dr. Frank McGeorge. Oh, I like that name, dude. Frankie McGeorge.
That sounds like a made-up name, dude.
Experts say that variants are the real wild card in this fight to end the pandemic. And a lot of you, our viewers at home, have questions about what they are and the impact that they could have.
On this Wellness Wednesday, as always, we have our Dr. Frank McGeorge to answer these very important questions about the variants that were all submitted through Click on Detroit.
Can we call our Wednesday episodes Wellness Wednesday?
When we talk about variants, we often hear two different terms used, a variant of interest and a variant of concern, and there is a difference. A variant of interest is one that's being monitored because it could have important changes.
Okay, this guy, it looks like he was told what to say.
Yeah, this looks like a late night ad.
Yeah.
For
I'm at the bottom of my stairs and I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
But a variant of concern is one that has demonstrated a problematic change in things like its ability to spread.
Okay, shut up.
Having just gotten out of the hospital with COVID, I was told they couldn't say if I had a variant. Do they test for variants? And if so, how? Testing for variants requires that a specimen is sent to a state lab where a process called genome sequencing is done.
Here you go,
basically,
Dave.
They map out all 30,000 pieces of the genetic
code. Okay, stop.
Code.
Hold on. You're going to tell me that, I'm making a number up, 30,000 people get tested and COVID positive.
He said, well, okay, yeah.
No.
Okay.
In the state comes out and says 30,000 been tested positive for COVID in the state of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
They're all Delta variant. You're going to tell me that you took all 30,000 of those tests, sent it to a state lab where they dug up 32,000.
They genome sequenced 30.
Nope. No. I don't agree. I don't think that's the case at all. Do you think that's the case at all?
Well, I think that they can sequence a genome within a day or so for now. In 30,000, I don't know if that's a lot.
No, I don't care about the breakdown per se, but every test that you go to your doctor, you get tested because you don't feel good. That test goes to a lab automatically. Is that what, that's what they're saying? It has to happen
because
that test doesn't give you the variant.
I think they go, you have COVID, but we're going to see if you have a variant or not. And then they send it to another lab that tests for the variant. Let's see what they say.
For the virus that's found in the sample. This is not routinely done on COVID tests. And it's generally reserved for outbreak investigations or cases with unusual symptoms or situations. Sue asks, does the PCR test check for the variants too? If not, does that mean if you have symptoms but get a negative COVID-19 test, you may have one of the variants? So far, for variants identified in the U.S., if you are infected with one of them, your PCR test will be positive. In fact, certain PCR tests can also indirectly detect one of the variants because the variant causes it to be positive in an unusual way.
So why is it when everybody talks about this, they have to sound like a fucking nerd, dude? Like,
yeah.
Well, let me tell you, there or something there, Dave.
Snowsberries are snowsberries.
The last time, I mean, NPR is the worst. They have, when they talk about coronavirus, they bring on this guy who has a lisp.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. There's something about this new Delta variant that's very scary, Dave, and you're going to have to get shots.
It's like a Nickelodeon cartoon, bro.
But don't tell me what you, I'm going to have to stay home and mask up.
I'm not sold. This whole thing is so sloppy.
It is very sloppy.
Numbers are flying out. People just believe the numbers. They don't actually look into it at all.
Yeah.
Or even attempt. I'm not saying you have to know it all. Nobody knows it all. But you're not even attempting. You're just like, oh, 80,000. That was like my boss at the time. Remember? I was telling you when I had COVID. And he's like, oh, 3,000 people a day are dying. Listen.
You better be careful.
I love him. He's such a great dude. And he really cared about me. And I appreciate that. I really do think that. However, if you just hear a number spit on a screen and then you just mimic that number without consciously looking into it at all, then what good are you? You know what I'm saying? Like you're like 3,000 a day.
Yeah.
How do you know that? How do they know that the Delta variant is the main cause of what's going on right now?
No.
Why is it not the Canadian variant?
Oh.
The Swedish variant.
Is there not an Antarctic?
I feel like Sweden has great chocolate. They'd have a good variant. You know what I'm saying? Like they always got that sweet. Oh, you got a Swedish knife?
Ooh.
A Swiss Army?
Well, everybody wants to be more like Sweden anyway, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that changing definitions too doesn't help.
Yeah.
And so with the PCR test, to detect if you have COVID or not, they use up to 45 cycles, you know, anywhere between that, right? 35, 45. And then if you're vaccinated, they'll only go up to 28 cycles. So the chances of them showing that you're positive goes down.
Yeah.
If you're vaccinated. Because they don't want that number, right?
Nope. I just think that when the system is this broken, none of this means anything. That's all.
I agree.
None of it means anything. Because you don't know where to even start. You don't know what's true, what's fake. But I do notice that you got old Brian Stelter up here.
Oh yeah. We'll get into that. But okay. First, dude, like there's a big push against, the January 6th people. There's a big push against patriotic people. There's a big push against people who question the election.
Free thinkers. Is that what you're trying to say?
So listen to this. So this is White House Communication Director Kate Bedingfield. Says social media companies, quote, should be held accountable for misinformation shared on their platform. She also notes there are conservative news outlets who are creating irresponsible content. So check this out. This is a clip from MSNBC.
Reviewing that, and certainly they should be held accountable. And I think you've heard the president speak very aggressively about this. He understands this is an important piece of the ecosystem. But it's also the other thing the president has pointed out and spoke to when he was asked about this yesterday is it is also the responsibility of the people creating the content. And again, I would go back to, you know, there are conservative news outlets who are creating irresponsible content that's sharing misinformation about the virus that's getting shared on
Did you hear what
about the vac
platforms
about the vac virus?
Yeah, but hey, who's sharing misinformation about Hunter Biden's laptop? About Russia?
What is misinformation, Greg?
Exactly,
it's just information that you don't agree with,
and it changes about the Wuhan lab.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, it was all a conspiracy, and now I guess we can talk about it because it's true. But if you were being charged back then, 6 months ago, they would charge you against misinformation.
Yeah.
And who knows what the punishment would be, right? But
you have to have open dialogue. And this is going to go back to where they're eating their own, right? Because let's say that they do hold Twitter and Facebook accountable for this misinformation. Well, they're going to have a heck of a time trying to figure out, like, going through and dispersing all these people. And
yeah.
You're creating a platform that they already can't control. I mean, for some reason, like child porn still happens.
Exactly.
For some reason, trafficking shit still happens. on these platforms.
Yep.
Pornography still happens on these platforms. They can't control that. But they're going to go through and find all this misinformation.
Yep.
They're going to get to a point where they can't control it and they're going to be useless. So they're eating themselves.
Well, that's why they want to control all social media. They want to control all podcasts. They want to control all YouTube, every video, every resource.
But Zuckerberg is getting himself, he's playing with the devil right now. I'm not going to sit here and say I like him or hate him or anything. I don't know shit about that guy. He's a fucking weirdo. But the point of it is yes, he's in bed with these people. He's playing along with the rules. He's like, yeah, this is not bad, man. I'm working with the government. He's going to lose control of the company.
Yeah.
They're literally to the point where this government under Biden, the Biden administration, the Democrats, they will eventually just seize that fucking company outright from this man.
I think they heard he did, dude.
They probably have.
Like through
but
the
my
back
point
door.
Is he's going to be nothing.
Well, so
no control.
Remember when Hillary lost, it was, who do we blame?
Yeah.
We blame Russia. We blame social media.
Yeah.
We blame all this stuff. So that's when you had Zuckerberg, Dorsey, all of them going in front of Congress, shitting their pants, saying, yes, I agree. I think we should be monitoring our content. You guys want to do it for us? Okay. Blah, blah, blah. And they're giving them information now. Jen Psaki admitted.
Yeah.
Like we go through and we monitor posts on Facebook.
And like I know Tim Pool and those guys have all kind of came out and said literally like, we got some people outside partying or something.
No.
Said like, I don't even think Jack Dorsey has any control of this company. I think it's gone. It's so like spread out now between all these different people that he really doesn't have a hand in anything that's happening.
Well,
that's giving him maybe too much credit.
So here's another thing. You have MSNBC and all of the media now using stuff like this. Patriot is hate speech. MSNBC warns viewers to be on the lookout for online groups that use the word patriot. So the flag is racist, the national anthem is offensive, and the word patriot is a code word for hate groups. And so this is like a little QAnon thing stuff that he's talking about, but they're saying that they're reporting everything as patriotic now as a Q conspiracy. It's literally, just listen to this, dude.
QAnon is the name we do not say, but the theories
yeah, right?
And the conspiracy theories behind QAnon still exist.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about adherence, for lack of a better phrase.
It says QAnon followers running for local office. Far right conspiracy cult goes from message boards to school boards in bid for influence. So that's their argument, is that these people are cult followers. And they want to go into local government.
Okay, so real quick. So then you're going to acknowledge that the left is completely infiltrated colleges and universities and school boards as well, right? Those lunatics?
They're not a cult, Dave.
That's what I'm saying. It's only misinformation if you don't agree with it. They're okay with that. They're okay with indoctrinating. We just talked about in the last episode, 3 to 6 months old are inherently racist people.
Yes.
And at 3 years old, they actually say the N-word and actually...
What about double masks?
The whole thing, bro. It's the whole thing.
The science is now become a religion, right? It's a cult.
I'm saying they want more of their kind in. They don't want more of our kind in.
Yeah.
And I can agree. We can agree real quick that a lot of conspiracy... There's a lot that are like, okay, man, like slow down. Not saying you're not onto something, but you're pushing this a little too far.
But see, so here's the thing. Like most of the Q people that I know are very patriotic and they would never harm anybody.
Intentionally.
No, they want love. They want, you know, all this, you know, coming together, united, we stand. They love the country.
It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, this cult, they've never once showed a Q post.
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's not that much information in there that's damning.
It would go against their narrative, which is this is hateful, blah, blah, blah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't speak about hate in those posts.
Yeah.
But to be fair, we've discussed the QAnon stuff before. We've had that discussion and we've said it. I've said it specifically because I'm all about looking into this. I'm all about finding out what's going on. But sometimes factions of the group tend to drag things and make it something. And you gotta be careful with that shit. I'm sorry. Coming out and just saying Tom Hanks is a crazy pedophile and he's raping kids is like, hold it, bro. You're talking about a person. You better have something there. That's all I'm saying. You got to have something. Do not make crazy claims. That's all I'm saying. So if they're doing that at school boards, then I would call them out myself.
Hell yeah.
Right?
Yep.
But if they're saying shit that's we're talking about masks and vaccines and shit. If they're saying stuff that I'm like, yeah, man, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring them in.
Or critical race theory and all that stuff.
For office, running for a school board position. I mean, are they including some of these very obvious QAnon associated points? I mean, do they talk about the deep state when they're running for a position, or do they not talk about any of that stuff? They use some of the euphemisms, and then if they win the position, then all this stuff comes out.
Listen to this.
They sure are, Anne Marie, and you hit on a really important point. Although the brand they've decided to abandon, they sure use a lot of the same language, including the deep state. One word to look out for, a keyword, is patriot. They also have co-opted a number of other brands, including the Thin Blue Line brand, which they have just wrapped around conspiracy theories.
Hold it. So, like, the left has infiltrated BLM and everybody else. But they don't talk about that, right? That Marxism has taken over BLM, where it started off as a positive thing and turned into a nasty program.
Well, I think it's always started out as a nasty program.
Well,
the founders are nasty.
Sure. I'm saying, yeah, okay. I get what you're saying. But I'm talking about more of the movement.
With this, though, they're saying that watch out for the word patriotic.
Yeah.
Watch out for, oh gosh, dude, these guys have infiltrated the Thin Blue Line.
So imagine you're a person left leaning and you're watching this and you hear him say that, you immediately, without any knowledge or any looking up of anything, you just go, he's right.
They could be anywhere.
If I go to Fred Meyer's and there's a guy wearing a Patriot shirt.
Fuck, dude.
Fucking racist.
And he's white. Oh, you know,
I want to acknowledge that this man, speaking, literally lives in his mom's attic. That is the fact I was laughing at.
That is
100% a attic full of things that were not able to fit in the house.
Yeah, and he just has one lone screen that says CBS.
It's on a Best Buy tripod.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Got a little alarm going off.
Hey, man.
Well, here, hold on. Let's listen.
Euphemisms are really the way these groups talked prior to the insurrection.
So secret language, okay? Euphemisms.
And then when mainstream media like us kind of started following and catching on, they realized that they had to change their language. And so this is, in many ways, if you're accustomed to following politics, you know about how effective dog whistles can be.
Listen.
You're able to speak publicly and it doesn't sound like you're saying anything offensive, but your true believers, your followers can hear that dog whistle. That's exactly what's happening with the QAnon true believers right now.
You know, you use the phrase dog whistle, and it makes me think of that line about what happens when the dog that's chasing the car actually catches it. Like, what happens when QAnon people who are talking about the deep state actually become part of the institutions that they say are kind of working against them? Now you're the one that's on the inside. So I wonder, like, what is the end game here? What are they hoping for?
That lady's dumb.
Well, the end game is kind of like the end times. There really is no end game. They keep...
It's the end times. You see, this is what they're feeding everybody. And so people watching that, like just like you said, who have no idea what Q is.
Yeah.
They've never read a fucking post in their life, but they're like, oh, these guys are a cult. Like, I don't know that much about this thing, but they sound like they're like fucking, they're weird and they want to get into our schools and shit.
What's that called when you speak and make claims about things that you do yourself?
Projection.
There you go, Greg. Everything that fucking guy just said is exactly what the left has been doing for decades.
Yeah. It's what they have to do.
When he said, like, they're euphemisms, they're changing definitions, they're changing the speech because they realize that is literally what fucking critical race theory is. That's literally what everything that you hear. Well, no, it's not that. It's not that. It's this.
Yeah.
Remember what racist, the definition has changed.
Yeah. The okay sign.
Herd immunity has changed the definition. If you can't win, just change it so that it makes more sense. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they change it little by little over time.
Yes.
And that way you become inured to it and you accept it.
And you don't understand the original meaning behind it.
Yep.
Because a racist used to be, you know, like, well, I don't have a dictionary, so I'm not even going to. What you consider racism now is not what it was 50 years ago.
Here, so Chris just sent us a TikTok, and he goes, so they're not even testing? How do they know how bad it is then? I'm going to play this on the mic, dude. Okay, it's just a phone. It's a picture of a phone, you guys. So here we go. This is from from Chris. Let's listen to this. Here, I'll go to Dave so you don't have to look at this.
That was a video of him?
No, this is...
Oh.
It's a video of somebody dialing in.
Thank you for calling the La Crosse County Health Department. Please listen to the following three options. Press 1 for the La Crosse County Health Department main line for information related to COVID-19, water test kits, and other questions.
Please wait while I transfer your call.
Ooh, oh, I love it.
Ooh.
La Crosse County Health Department, this is John.
Hey, John, quick question for you. I am wondering if your facility offers COVID testing.
So we do COVID testing, but only on Monday.
Mm-hmm. What I'm wondering is, do you test for the COVID Delta variant?
So with the Delta variant, what happens is we test for COVID straight up. If it's positive, it then goes to the hospitals, and then a section of those positives then gets tested for the variant.
Okay. The reason I ask is because I called both of our local hospitals, and
okay,
they both said they didn't test for the variant.
Okay. They don't do a specific straight-up test for the variant, but they will see if there is variant in certain samples. So it goes to the hospital. The hospital then sends it to the state for variant testing, basically.
Okay, so is that something you have to request separately?
Basically, they're not doing it by request unless there's a specific reason to think that it is the variant.
See, so that's basically what we had just read.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. We went over, they take like a subsample of the, this is what they do. They use statistics. Mm-hmm. So you have a population, you have a subset of your population, which is a sample. You test that sample and you infer, you make an inference of, okay, 5 out of these 10 have the Delta variant.
So
that's 50% of that fucking population has Delta the fucking variant. Delta. That's what they do.
The only thing that was said in that I didn't hear before was that all the positives go to the hospital and they decide where to send. Like half of that goes to or portion gets sent to the state. But what portion? So if you have 10,000 cases of positive in your district or your county, they send what, 5, 10, 50, 100?
Don't know.
500? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, no one knows.
I think they only send a couple because it's expensive to get a genome sequenced and they make inferences.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it, dude. They go, oh, look, 60%. And they can use percentages because you don't have to include the denominator. 60% of what? What was your fucking sample? You know?
How's the time right now? We doing all right?
Yeah, we're at 46 minutes. So
okay, let's talk about, we can keep going on this day after day after day after day.
I want to do this funny video.
But the Patriot stuff, like, guys, listen, this is just one more example to end this. This is one more example of them slowly bringing a word into play. And you're going to see this either tailspin into like now all Patriots are radical.
Yep.
Right. So if you're that old man who's been a Patriot your whole life and you got that American flag on your back of your fucking pickup truck, you, my friend, are now the evil one.
Well, and you can't talk about anything or it's going to be considered a dog whistle. The cult.
Yes. So funny video. Which one do you got?
It was this one. The Brian Stelter gets called out by
his own guest,
Michael Wolff. So Michael Wolff is a piece of shit, mind you guys. He's the guy who wrote that book about Trump.
Yeah, the nonsense.
And making lies, like just base up or the basic claim that I think it was Mika, like Joe and Mika. Oh, wait, no. It wasn't Mika. It was Nikki Haley. He made a claim that Nikki Haley and Trump did some naughty stuff.
Oh, they had intercourse?
Yes. Or they cheated on one another, or they did some sort of blah, blah, blah. God. He wrote the book about, like, what's it like to be inside the White House and all this shit, right? He's a piece of shit, but he's also calling out another piece of shit, Brian Stelter. And it's very uncomfortable, and it's pretty funny.
Okay. 2 minutes? I'm game. I got my drink.
So check this out.
And that's what Trump does. He has spent most of his administration seeing people on television and immediately calling them.
But maybe that's how it works sometimes,
I don't want you to think.
Is that how it works? That's how you got access?
But
Brian Stelter, Do you see what he's doing? Like, is that how it works?
Dude,
that's how you get access?
Dude, listen, I got to be honest with you. If you like him, follow him, listen to him, you're an utter fucktard.
Yes.
End of story.
I agree. I mean, everything about him is
a piece of shit.
Smug. He is his hairline. I don't know. People go bald. It happens.
I am going bald, man. It's just the fact that look, the last 5 seconds, if you watch just his facial expressions.
Well, pay attention throughout this because he does the whole uncomfortable laugh like, you're foolish. Please. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't want you to think that what I said at that point was in any way inauthentic. I think the media has done a terrible job on this. I think you yourself, while you're a nice guy, you're full of sanctimony. You become part of one of the parts of the problem of the media. You come on here and you have a, a monopoly on truth.
Pause
you
it,
know.
Okay. So do you think in his stealthy. Earpiece, they're like, get this fucking guy off now. Get the guy off now. Because he's given the eye. He's kind of like,
he's going like,
pull the plug, bitch. Pull the plug.
One eye's looking to the left like, did we keep this game?
Dude, his facial expressions went straight
into defense mode.
You know exactly how things are supposed to be done. You are why one of the reasons people can't stand the media. Sorry.
But see the laugh? Like, I can't believe this guy's saying that.
You're cracking me up.
No, that's not supposed to be funny.
Yeah, no. Well, like you said, fuck that guy. But damn, I'll applaud you for that one.
Yeah, he's calling him out, bro.
But you're a piece of shit too, Wolf, because you're making books about misinformation. So there you go.
Your fault.
So what should I do differently, Michael?
Don't talk so much. Listen more. People have genuine problems with the media. The media doesn't get the story right. The media exists in its own bubble.
That's true. I agree.
You got to stop. I mean, that last segment that I just had to listen to of all of the people saying the same old stuff. Also, you're incredibly repetitive. It's week after week.
Dude, Brian Stelter's smile literally looks like Joker. It's Venom, maybe. There's a little bit of Venom in there. Like Venom, the cartoon character.
That kid was beat up a lot. Yeah.
Okay, but he's saying, yes, here's your thing. Listen, right? You guys do a lot of talking, but you don't fucking listen. Number two, you repeat yourself over and over again. Just like how you make fun of Trump for saying the same shit, you guys do it too, and you're just as bad.
Well, see, the unfortunate part about this, Greg, is that it's this man doing it. Now, the reason I say that is because CNN would never allow a conservative guest on and say this stuff.
Yeah, or they would the excuse would be like, oh, well, he's conservative, so of course he's going
to
say it.
So it's going to take a person left-leaning to actually have some nuts enough to say this on air because they wouldn't get the opportunity otherwise.
That's why it's powerful.
That's why, yes, it's a good thing that Wolf said this. He's being honest, and I think in this very moment, he's very sincere.
Yeah. Wait till the end, dude, because you'll see, like, Brian Stelter goes, why are you even on here then?
Yeah.
And listen to what he says, dude. It's funny.
I mean, you're the flip side of Donald Trump. Fake news, and you say virtuous news.
We just figure out what is real.
I mean,
You don't.
Right? It's so he's saying, okay, Trump is fake news. You guys are virtuous news. He goes, well, no. We just figure out what's real.
No, you don't.
No.
That's the biggest lie that's ever come out of a mouth of any fucking news anchor.
Right? But even like as this guy is criticizing
CNN. I mean, come on, man.
As Michael Wolff is criticizing. Fucking reliable sources guy, whatever the fuck his name is.
Stelter.
He's basically saying I'm critiquing you. These are the things you could work on to improve. Even Brian Stelter in that moment can't admit. And he can't submit to this criticism. Oh. He goes, well, it's truth. It's the real thing.
That's the problem. He believes his own shit.
Yeah.
And when that guy earlier, Wolf, said that you guys live in a bubble, it gets vomited and eaten back up over and over again by the same group of people.
It's a washing machine, dude. It just, or a dryer.
It's a washing machine that literally, instead of clean water, just dumps shit water in there.
Yeah.
So it's continuously getting dirty. And he believes what he's saying. I'm not going to take that away from him. He actually believes, I think, that he's holier than thou.
Yep. Here we go.
I'm listening.
I'm listening.
Well, figuring out what is real is not so easy, and right. You know, most people don't want to turn to Brian Stelter to tell us what's real. I'm sorry.
Well, then why'd you bother coming on CNN a few times this week?
Oh my God!
Listen,
you know, I'm a book salesman.
Michael, I love talking to you. I'm grateful you came on. And I guess let's do it again in 4 years.
Yeah. Let's do it again in 4 years, dude.
There was so much honesty in that clip. That is so American right there. Right, like where we're at in this country right now.
I think Michael Wolff is like coming to grips of what he did. He's in this shit for money. Obviously he came on CNN. Brian Stelter talks shit to him. Brian Stelter goes, why are you even come on here? He goes, I gotta fucking sell my book, dude.
I'm a book salesman.
And he's selling his book. Like, that's what he does. He's pushed. Basically, what happened is he got paid a bunch of money from his publisher to go do a book tour. And this is what he's doing. And Brian Stelter's going, what? Why are you making fun of me?
I don't even know about the book tour. It's just you created a elaborate book with a bunch of lies.
Mm-hmm.
And your whole goal is just to try to get as many out in the public as possible and make a buck. It's not about fact. It's not about giving truth out there. You want to make a buck. He just said it. I'm a book salesman, bro.
Yeah.
He didn't say I'm a journalist. I'm a whistleblower. I'm a guy who wants this country to be better. And I want to expose the truth so this country's better. No, I'm a book salesman.
Yep.
You're a snake oil salesman, bro.
There you go.
And you got a guy who's doing the same fucking shit. Now, good for you to call it out. But this whole sequence... This is social media. This is mainstream media. This is all of it wrapped in a nutshell, bro. Why are you here? I don't fucking know. I'm supposed to be here. I'm here selling shit. Stuff
and I don't want to get fined. And it's, you know,
and fucking Stelter's like,
we'll do it again
in 4 years.
Yeah. So anyway,
hey, Wolf, make a book about, Hunter.
There you go.
Or Biden sniffing hair.
Yeah. How about Hunter Biden and maybe Joe Biden's secret email? It just got revealed.
Because you'll find real shit in that.
You will. Yeah, if you want to sell some books, a lot of people will buy it.
Man, Stelter is a piece of crap, dude.
Yeah. So, anywho.
That's it.
That's all I had. But, yes, thank you guys so much for all your support, all the Patreons. We have something special coming for Patreon. Eventually, we're working out the kinks, but we're going to do something. We'll talk about it.
We got some great news that we're going to be sharing real soon.
Yes.
And with that great news, we've got a lot of great input.
Yep.
And we're going to make some positive guided decisions. And I'm excited about that.
Yes. Very sorry, Bob.
That. So, it's unfortunate Chris wasn't here.
I know.
I know this kind of stuff annoys him though, like COVID and stuff. And that's fine. It annoys me too. I'm sorry to beat this dead horse. I know Greg is too, but
it's something. Yeah, I know. There's stuff that I want to keep my eye on, but the most part is shutting everything down. I think that's the biggest concern.
That's
and
my
what
concern.
We can do to kind of help people push back. That's why I want to get lawyers on the show, dude. If there's a lawyer out there that knows the law and knows obviously knows the law, but has worked with businesses who have been shut down
or knows what the state's capable of and not capable of,
get a hold of us. Let's talk about this.
All right, man.
All right, dude.
It was a great episode.
Till next time.
We appreciate all you guys, and make sure you check out all of our websites. Follow, like, and share, especially on all the platforms.
Amen. All right, until next time.
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.